Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Tonight, you can catch a show at the Museum of Science that features laser lights, music, cosmic wormholes, and drag queens. The drag show at the Hayden Planetarium takes place tonight and the second Thursday in August. WBUR's Cassandra Sunt was there for the final rehearsal.
The show is part of an experimental series at the Museum of Science. According to Danny LeBlanc, director of the planetarium, it's the first show of its kind in the country.
Maybe in Europe there is something, but to my knowledge, I don't know of any other planetariums that have held drag shows in their spaces before.
Drag, for the unfamiliar, is a queer art form that plays with gender and usually involves a lot of flamboyant costumes and makeup. Some of the best-known performers are cisgendered men who dress up as flamboyant female characters, queens.
For me, drag is some of the most immersive types of performance that exist.
Here's James Wetzel, co-producer of adult programs at the Museum of Science, who says he's excited to bring drag into the Museum of Science Planetarium.
There's no fourth wall. They crash through that right away. And the room is set up that you're in the round. There is no stage. The stage is the room. The audience is a part of the environment.
So stunning. Oh my God, stunning. Stunning work all around.
If you've seen a drag performance in Boston, you probably went to a venue like Jacques or Machine or Oberon. But in those spaces, there's a stage. But at the planetarium, performers are surrounded by the audience.
Drag is fun, drag is cool. Who's first drag show? Oh my God, me too. Wow, drag is fun. Get ready for the next drag superstar of the world, Valencia exclamation point.
The drag queen who goes by the name Valencia exclamation point says that influences her performance.
I just want to make sure everyone is able to see me and make sure I have a set amount of time in front of each quadrant of the planetarium so I'm not like chipping people out of a performance on one half of the room, you know? I think that as long as they're entertained and, like, you know, feeling good, and then they'll have their drinks right after, it'll be a good night at the Museum of Science.
At the planetarium, the audience of 200 people are seated in the round, with a giant projection machine in the center of the room. There are four entrances, which the queens can use for maximum effect. But up above, bright, colorful images are projected on the giant screen, providing a surreal element to the show. Performer Kaya Kristal says it's like being sucked into a science fiction movie.
Oh my God, Inception. That is the best way I can think to describe it. There's that one scene in Inception, well, there's several, where like, but the one I'm thinking of is the one where they're sitting at the cafe in the town, and then all of a sudden, like, the whole town just like starts to flip over on itself, and things start flying at you. It's pretty much, I mean, that's like the closest thing I can think to describe what you will experience without it actually flying at you.
The images range from technicolor wormholes to kaleidoscopic starscapes, which kind of makes sense. This may be a drag show, but it's still the planetarium. Drag queens are known for gags during their performances, like death drops, a kind of split, outfit changes, wig reveals, and sometimes glitter and confetti. All of that required a bit of negotiation between the performers and the Museum of Science staff. Again, here's Danny LeBlanc, director of the planetarium.
We have never been asked about using glitter in the planetarium before. We have had other kinds of things like that. Sometimes we have props and we got trash cans, and we're very excited to be using for the first time in the planetarium glitter. Hopefully not the last.
Of course, that's easier said than done.
We probably need to, like, vacuum.
Do it into an aisle.
Like, I can do it into an aisle. Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think let's do it. We're here to experiment, and if we have to vacuum, we'll vacuum.
If it's awful, we get yelled at.
But of course, this is really all about the music. Throughout most of the show, the performers lip sync. But Kaya is excited to close out the show live.
Normally, I get amped up by the crowd, and I love the challenge. And no tea, no shade, but I pride myself on the fact that I am a singing queen and that I can sing female songs and do them justice. I pride myself on that. So the fact that that is going to be what these people are going to be going away with makes me really proud.
Kaya says she hopes the mainstreaming of drag will show audiences that drag queens and kings are talented performers.
hopefully they will, these people will understand and start to realize that drag queens are more than just dudes in dresses. There's a road
we've been traveling. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cassandra Sund.
The drag show at the Museum of Science is tonight and again the second Thursday in August. Tonight's performances are at 7:30 and 9 o'clock. We'll be